HarperCollins presents The Gatekeeper by Kate Fall, read by Sophie Aldred. Introduction. For 11 years, I lived my life as one of David Cameron's closest advisers. In Number 10, I sat right outside the door of the Prime Minister's office, earning myself the title of Gatekeeper. David called me his wingman. I wrote this book with the hope that it would shed some light on the world behind the public facade. The blood, sweat and tears, the chaos and camaraderie, the friendships and fallouts, the victories and regrets. I want to share with others what it is like behind that famous door of Number 10 and behind the less famous but more critical one to the Prime Minister's den, and what it feels like to live your life at the heart of power. Number 10 is more than just an office for those who work there. It takes up so much of your time that it comes to signify a way of life. The pace is relentless and the work all-consuming. The time I spent working on Project Cameron covered a good part of my daughter's and son's childhood. They were 6 and 3 when I started, and 17 and 14 when it was all over. At its core, Number 10 is a 24/7 Rolls-Royce operation whose purpose is to support the Prime Minister of the day. Ed Llewellyn and I were essentially there to run the show, in other words, to help Prime Minister David Cameron run an effective government, the strategy, the policies, the communication plans, the campaigns. We were involved in making decisions about what David was going to do and say each day and for what purpose. We brokered relationships with the cabinet, party, and others. Sometimes we were a shoulder to cry on, sometimes the deliverer of bad news. I sat at the centre of the spider's web, working with some of the brightest and the best people I have known. I attended nearly every meeting with David. I spoke to him beforehand about what we were trying to achieve, and afterwards about what we wanted actioned. In the end, everything comes down to your judgment. Does the PM want to hear your view day after day? As one of David's closest advisers, I wasn't afraid to give it to him straight. Sometimes you have to close the door and battle out the issues in a very small group, trusting that nothing of what is said will leave the room. This is why there is always an inner circle of some sort around a Prime Minister, even if it forms to the consternation of some of those who do not find themselves in the room when the decisions are being made. As gatekeeper, one of my jobs was to decide who was in that room. But the gatekeeper doesn't just manage access of people, you also moderate the flow of information. What is the priority today? You were there to manage the PM's time and attention. The atmosphere of any Number 10 ultimately comes from the boss. Is it an effectual, punctual and decent operation that operates as one team? Or is it leaky, bitchy and handicapped by rival factions? Can you see the PM if and when you need? Or is there a bunker mentality? Here again, the skill of the gatekeeper is knowing when to keep the door shut and also when to open it. We were a close team, grounded by strong ties of friendship and political philosophy. We spent over a decade in each other's company, so it is not surprising that we shared so much, not just in our political journey, but also in life. We weathered many highs and lows, successes and failures, births and deaths, the absurd and the tragic. We faced difficult decisions to send British troops to fight. We made attempts to hold the peace. There are decisions we are still proud of, and a few of which we are less so. We were elected in 2010 to fix a problem, to restore economic security amidst the uncertainty caused by the global financial crisis and the worst recession since the Second World War. From 2010 to 2015, while in coalition with the Liberal Democrats, we were a government prepared to make difficult, unpopular decisions for the long-term good of the country, working to put Britain's finances back on track. We successfully spurred a recovery in jobs, though it was slower in boosting wages than we wanted. We tried to do other things too, reform schools, champion equality with gay marriage, stand by the world's poor, and open up a conversation about what is fair in welfare. Despite our differences, the economic...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?